Welcome to Morphology, an audio theater adventure through space and time. Have you ever wondered what lies just beyond the veil of our universe? Follow our journey through dimensional doors and explore the never-ending possibilities of the multiverse.
I'm dying, I'm crying.
Gordon,
I've been feeling so fatigued. It has been a while since I stayed on planet for so long. We should do a small test to check the gravity compared to Earth. I usually only do the Earthican gravity simulations at the docking stations. Even after sleeping, I'm feeling off. I'd like to lift some weights. I'd have to do like 1,000 reps. 1,000?
You can exercise as you like. There are many things that can make good weights on board.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be okay?
Do I think? What will be okay?
I don't know. Everything. I know I shouldn't think about it, but we could have died.
I cannot die, Karina. I am not human.
You're alive, Gordon.
What do you mean? I cannot die. I am not human.
If our ship got destroyed, and your central processor got destroyed, then you'd shut down forever. And if there had been a fire, or the hole exploded, or something, I could die. I didn't leave Earth to die.
But you did not die. And I cannot die.
I don't think you understand what it means to die.
I am sorry. I do not understand. Perhaps you can explain it to me. But in my day race, to die means to stop living. I was never alive, so I cannot die. I am not human. I am a personality module programmed into your ship's central processor.
You don't have to be human to die, Gordon. When a pet dies, people still miss them and feel sad.
I am not a pet either. I do not understand. It appears the drone has completed a full orbit around the planet. As it has just passed overhead, it is going at an approximate 1,500 miles per hour.
That's just over Mach 2 speeds. And it's a drone?
It is a Federation surveillance drone. They are typically used to survey uninhabited worlds for potential of terraforming.
Gordon, upload the drone's user manual to my tablet. Also, whatever images it's taken of the planet so far. It was so huge, I should have paid it a bit more mind. Let's see. It took about 23 hours to complete a full go-around. Do you know if it's centered around the equator, or were you just having it go around to measure and find the best orbiting location?
We are only 850 miles south of the planetary equator. I am correcting the flight path as it orbits to account for atmospheric resistance and gravitational pull. It appears this planet is relative in size to Venus in the Milky Way galaxy.
Okay. I can work with that. So that would mean just a bit lighter than usual. It must be because I'm only at the docking stations a few hours at a time before launching back into space. I'd say I spent more than 75 of the Earth year in space. Our ship's gravitational simulation is good enough, though. It's reduced significant issues over time. Might have been more bones broken if I hadn't been using it daily for several hours. It's just not the same.
It is still possible to experience significant bone density loss, even with the gravity chamber. You were very lucky on how it actually works when I asked you on the day it was installed.
Well, that's because gravity is tricky. It's all like mass and pull, 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 and wacha! And energy!
Yes, I believe you said something similar back then as well.
I didn't invent the thing. I don't have to know how it works, okay?
Would you like me to explain Newton's law of gravity?
Nope. No, thank you. I had plenty of that during training. I think I'll isekai myself if I have to learn it all over again.
Isekai?
It's, well, maybe we're actually already in one. It's kind of like a genre of Japanese manga and animated TV shows where a character is transported to another world. Sometimes they die and are reincarnated, or sometimes they go as themselves. Ise meaning different, I think, or another, and kai means world? But I meant it in a more morbid way, kind of like, I'd unalive myself. Sick!
I understand now.
These images and recordings are really great, though. It looks like we're nestled in a mountainous desert region. I would like to get images with more light in them. Have you observed what kind of star this planet orbits? I haven't been staying close to the observation deck windows, so I think I missed the daylight.
I will need to observe the stars for several more days before making a certain determination.
Unfortunately, being inside the ship, we wouldn't know if we were in the Goldilocks zone for certain. On Earth, we rely on that to live, but we have met other alien species that can survive just outside those ranges. They, however, tend to live in very hostile worlds and compete heavily with each other for resources.
The Tritar are a reptilian species who live just outside the Goldilocks zone and have thrived for millions of years.
I guess. But they are less adept to space travel. It was a nightmare to open the galactic starports in their galaxy. They barely gave permission for the construction of their star's Dyson Sphere.
They are not like humans, Karina. They have much longer lives. Perhaps that is enough for them.
I guess that's true. If I could hibernate and live hundreds of years, then I'd definitely take things much easier. Maybe they had it all figured out. Now I wish I could hibernate under a nice rock.
The creature in your photos shows that this planet is at least somewhat suitable. If you would like, I can begin to analyze the atmospheric components.
Yeah, it would be good to know if the air is breathable for me. Fixing the ship in that spacesuit will probably cause me to melt.
It is time for you to take another nap. You must preserve your energy.
I'll chat a bit more later. Keep up with the good work. I'm thinking about it again.
What are you thinking about?
How we almost died, Gordon. Like, I know I'm good right now, but inside, I'm freaking out. Like, really freaking out. What are we going to tell my mom? Are they going to be able to track us?
It is unlikely we will be located. I am sure your mother will be okay. You told her you would be back.
I always say that. It was supposed to be like a normal run, you know? It wasn't supposed to be like this. I'm gonna miss Christmas, and she loves Christmas.
I do not think you should be focusing on Christmas. Focus on today. Right now, you are alive.
You're right. You're right. Right now, I'm stuck in space. I'm stuck in space, and you're going to die. And I'm going to die. Or I'm going to die and you'll be all alone.
Karina, I am not sure this is the most productive use of your time.
You said it yourself, Gordon. You can't die. I'll die, and then you'll just have to look at
Karina,
my dead body. Might as well go outside and get eaten right now.
Karina, please focus.
This is good. Looks like we have a few companion robots. This makes 3 or 4 so far. Feels like I'm building a robot nursery. These are more for kids anyways. Hey, listen. I'm really sorry about yesterday. I kind of got into my own head about this whole situation.
It is okay, Karina. Please place all companion robots into the synthesizer at your discretion.
I don't think I'll be doing that. It's gonna freak me out, especially since they're all looking at me. Stop looking at me.
They are made of materials that could be useful for repairs.
I'm not doing it, okay? I don't think I can kill an innocent robot.
You will be wasting materials.
I said no, Gordon. Now leave it. We have plenty of other things we can use. I feel like we should probably change the way we are working around these packages. Gordon, I know you get a copy of all the x-rays in your database whenever we scan and load a package. Highlight on the tablet where any packages containing food are.
Yes, Korea.
Gonna silence that.
It seems you will have plenty to eat. No need to reduce your big eater perk.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot. We totally did make that zombie apocalypse survival plan. How to survive if you're on Earth. How to survive. Oh my god, I'm just gonna read a little quieter now. How to survive if you encounter a hive mind. How to survive. Da 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 da. Yeah, here. How to survive if you are on your ship and have nowhere to land. Well, we crashed. But that's semantics. Oh yeah, Gordon. Step 1. Always double check your injuries. Are you bitten, bruised, fatigued, or dead? How would I check if I'm dead? I'll check that as a no, yes, yes, and no. Step 2. Determine your food supply and basic necessities. We already checked on our water, what we had in the main pantry for food, and things like power and sustainability. Step 3. Find the things to live for.
What are you doing?
Making a vision board. First, we go back to basics.
I have not seen you look at that photo album in some time.
I've been in a weird place with it. Ah, here we go. Our first picture together.
I remember quite well the first time you entered my cabin.
No. Our first picture together. Here, I'll hold it up to the camera. You should be able to see it pretty okay.
Is that what my exterior looks like?
So, that's me in the front. And next to me is Rowan. He programmed you. He's kind of like your dad.
Rowan. Interesting. In my database, it shows his name as capital R, period, capital M, period, capital N, period.
Probably because he hated his last name. And obviously that's you in the back. You're a ship of magnificent size. I remember when we were first approved by the Federation to begin working on you. We both almost cried.
Is Rowan also a pilot?
Nah, he never wanted that kind of responsibility. Just wanted to make a good program. He ended up leaving work with the Federation to make his own games. That virtual reality network, Polaris? Polaris. Polaris was invented by him. Although, I'm sure he'd hate the direction it's taken now. It's very pay-to-play right now.
What does he do now?
I think I'll put this in the middle. I'll get you back to where we started, Gordon. I promise.
What does he do now?
Who knows? I'll put a few more up here. Sucks I only have like 2 magazines. I'll have to cut out some pictures.
Are you done now, Karina? You have been standing there for 15 minutes now.
I guess that's as good as it's getting. So we have you in mint condition. Then, we have a bunch of pictures of good, specifically fresh foods. Then an apple, to symbolize me going apple picking. I've never been, but that's what a vision board is for. We have pictures of the Milky Way star chart. And we can get back to Earth as long as we make it back into the galaxy. I won't be able to spend any of my credits while I'm here anyway.
I see you put Bear there.
Yeah, I'm gonna put a picture of Mom next to him, but I haven't chosen one I like yet. Mama. I wish I had taken a picture of them sitting on the couch together. She loves that dog. Thanks for listening to Morphology. Have you ever wanted to name your own spaceship? Check out our survey at morganitestudios.com as we are still brainstorming names for Carina's cosmic vessel. Share your thoughts and ideas with us and receive a shout out if we pick your naming suggestion. Now, back to the episode.
Maybe you could use this one.
What's this?
It is a picture of this time you reunited after you being gone. It is a little far since I do not have cameras outside of my vessel, but I zoomed in for you.
I don't even remember how long we were there. She held on to me so tightly. I'll put this in the middle too. Mom. Oh, Mom. Everything's going to be okay. Gordon, everything's going to be okay. Right?
Yes, Carina.
Let's go through the toolbox in a bit. I'm gonna move all the food supplies to the door closest to the interior cabin. The companion bots can carry the empty boxes to the synthesizer. Process them anytime it's at max capacity. Don't ask, and don't process the companions. I'm watching you, Gordon. I know they are small enough to go in by accident, but you know better.
Yes.
Tell the little guys to start on the small boxes. I see that the Laurel Station Supplies has a crate of food goods. I'll do that one first so I can move the smaller containers over.
Carina, it is time to wake up. We are entering our second Earth day.
Good Earth morning. I'll head to the observation deck. Can you bring me some coffee? I loaded up the coffee maker last night with some fresh grounds before going to bed.
Yes, I will start it while you change.
No, I'll just stay like this for now. I'm not going out today anyways. Is there any daylight yet?
I have not detected any light entering our solar array.
That's a problem. I need to get to work on the exterior as soon as possible. Let's send out some telecoms today. We can still send out the message even if we don't know where it'll end up.
I have worked on mapping our location using the star charts stored on our tablet. I have also used the drone to capture the night sky from as many angles as possible.
Good to know. Hot. Oh. Hot. Oh. Oh, dang, that's hot.
Please stop that.
Oh my god, that's so hot. Okay.
Carina?
Oh, hot. Okay, I'm done.
Would you like me to help you?
Do I need something?
You need to ask for help when you hit the distress beacon. It would have pinged all nearby Federation outposts. They will be looking for us.
They won't look too far. Not this far.
It is time to ask for help. Please read page 11 of your Zombie Apocalypse Survival Guide, paragraph 2.
Long-term survival. Find others. Okay. Let's get on recording a plea for help then, Gordon.
Do not forget paragraph 4.
You don't have to think of everything. Ask Gordon for help. He's a super genius. I must have been super tired when I wrote that one.
That is very mean. I am a super genius.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're great. I couldn't do half the things you do to keep us alive without thinking about it.
I do think about it sometimes.
Tell me about it.
I will tell you about it after you record your message. You should write it down so you know what to say.
Now, what says, please rescue me? Ugh. I think it's insane how much food I actually deliver. I usually only read the manifest after completing my rounds for payment.
I have raised the day counter to 465 days.
Be sure to subtract a few days for the candy snacks. I don't think a chocolate bar is a suitable item for the food counter.
I am going based on your average daily calorie intake. For the past 3 years, you've eaten an average 3,500, 4,000 calories a day. Your average consumption went up around the time you started doing resistance training daily.
It's a good workout. Even in zero Gs, I can do it with specialty gear. Tie myself to the bench and go a few rounds on the leg press. Or the rowing machine. I wish I could do some swimming. But after that time I almost died taking a dip in the water tank, I'm good on it for a while. Oh, I could totally do that sometime now.
Karina, it is important that you focus.
I am focused. Laser focus. We need to have some fun. Now that all the food is organized and accounted for, we're organized based on what's most perishable. Oh no. Gordon, it's happening. I'm feeling all my lazy bones. I want some real downtime. I don't have any signal to watch TV. Oh, what am I supposed to do? What movies do we have pre-downloaded? Don't watch them. Just read the summary.
I will not watch them. I know you like to discuss them after you watch them, but you must remember I have technically watched them as they are in your ship's hard drive.
Gordon, I'm asking you for movies. I don't need all these explanations.
Please select a category.
Comedy genre or rom-com. I love, Gordon. I need something to take my mind off the situation.
I will open the list on your tablet.
Thank you. Okay, scrolling. Oh, Digital Love. Yes, ma'am. Or should I say, yes, sir. Thank you, Gordon.
It says this one is based on a true story.
Yeah, it's the first androids that developed full sentience, right? Although, it was unclear for a long time how to write laws about that.
It is fortunate for them that they were created after the formation of the world government in 2135.
I'm happy for them. Alright, I'm going to throw some of that popcorn we found to make. Cue the movie up on the projector, please.
Yes, Karina.
Gordon, set up the beacon array. We are broadcasting in all directions, every hour on the hour. I want this to go everywhere, and I don't care if I get eaten by some sort of space-faring alien species in an effort to be rescued. Actually, I do care a little bit. What do I do? Okay, encrypt this message to require Federation credentials to be unlocked, and play it in its original format.
Beacon array is ready. It will take some time to encrypt after recording. Please speak your Federation credentials at the end as well. It will allow quick identification and submission to your mother, should the message be found.
Dear listener, my name is Karina Nova. Nope, starting over, Gordon.
Dear listener, my name is Karina Nova. My vessel and I have crash-landed on an uncontacted exoplanet. With this message, we are launching a distress beacon pulse. If you are hearing this, we are alive and we need rescue. The year is 2245. I'm a citizen of Earth in the Milky Way galaxy. Please rescue me. Dear listener, my name is Karina Nova. My vessel and I have crash-landed on an uncontacted exoplanet. With this message, we are launching a distress beacon pulse. If you are hearing this...
Thank you for listening to Morphology. Morphology is a Morganite Studios production. To support our work, be sure to check out our website at morganitestudios.com. Or visit our Patreon at patreon.com/morganitestudios. Membership starts as low as $1 and helps us give you the stories you love. Subscribe to Morphology wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode again. Thank you.